Back of the truck on the way up to Willow, ready for the actual proper start of the Iditarod. And Ali's just going to talk us through her lineup for today.
Well, it's always very challenging, first of all, to choose the final 14, but it had to come down to today, and so we have chosen. And the 14, we're gonna start with Dutch and Junior in lead because they're happy-go-lucky. And Dutch is chomping at the bit to go, and Junior enjoys running with her brother and has a positive attitude, so those two will be in lead. And then kind of a little combo who ran together a lot in the Yukon Quest, and they're both very excitable, happy dogs. Plus they have a lot of miles under their harnesses, so that Spark and Amber will be positioned right behind the leaders. And then we decided to pair another sibling pair, and that's Violet. Violet and Kodiak are going to run together. This is Kodiak's first 1,000-mile race in, a year and a half. So we're pretty excited for him. And Violet, we can't say the same about her. She's been running them constantly. Every race we have, she's been in it.
She normally runs near the back, so she's got a bit of a promotion.
Exactly. Yeah, she oftentimes runs in wheel, and she ran the Yukon Quest in the back, or close to the back, and oftentimes she starts in the back. But we've decided to go differently in the back this time. Anyway, so then we've got the two big bruiser brothers right in the middle of the team. I might need to move them farther up if we really find out we need to be breaking more trail than I think. And that's Rodney and Five. So big boys. They need to get out there and run. Obviously, both of them 5 years old. Ginormous as far as our dog kennel goes. You know, both of them are pushing 60 pounds. Actually, Rodney weighed more than five last time we weighed them. I think it's a private competition they have. Anyway, so those two guys are going to run together. And then another brother combo right behind them, Jefe and Bruno. Bruno had some issues yesterday on the ceremonial start because he was hot. So he dipped a lot of snow, and we had to stop for him a couple times. And so Bruno's got a lot of energy. Jefe's got a lot of energy, and he needs to just kind of settle down. And it might take him a few miles on this race to just settle down for a while. And then Bruno, those two, they're a perfect combination together. Right behind them, we have two sister combo, and that's QT and Chevy. So that's exciting. Kind of the bikini girls are right behind them. Long-legged, lean, tall gals. Brown big ears, QT, who ran with me last year on the Iditarod. And then Chevy, who this will be her rookie Iditarod and rookie 1,000-mile race. So it'll be exciting to see these two paired up with each other. They're ready to go. They ran together a lot in the Copper Basin earlier this season, so they are no strangers to either each other or racing. And then bringing up the rear. We've got our standard happy-go-lucky boy in wheel, Decaf, who I guess most people have decided we're calling him non-caffeinated, because he certainly has a lot of extra spunk that we didn't realize as a six-week-old puppy that Decaf would be as spunky as he is. And then the new one to the team, drum roll please, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, we are bringing 2.5-year-old Cloud. Cloud is on the team. Everyone, hold your breath. It's pretty exciting. She's been doing fantastic. And she's got this little carefree attitude. That was Doug looking out the window. She's got this little carefree attitude that no matter what you show her, she just doesn't really care. She's just ready to go, go, go. So we'll see how she feels about that, mile after mile after mile. And those two are pretty fun together. The other thing is that she's a real small dog. She's pretty agile. So we're expecting there to be quite a bit of zigging and zagging around trees and a lot of snow out there. There might be some snow holes and everything. So she would be one of the more athletic dogs in the back who could, you know, zip this way and that way. And anyway, there's the 14 dogs and myself on the back of the sled. I can promise you we, all 15 of us, will do the absolute best we can, and it'll be an adventure.
Cool. Thanks.
You bet.